Grace to you and peace from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I think those Christmas readings can invite us to ask, just what is the gospel? How do we talk about it? Or comprehend the good news that has been given to us? There are a bunch of ways that the Bible talks about it. The light of the world. Redemption. An inheritance. The sacrifice of the Lamb of God. But I want to think about two ways this evening. Victory and peace. Our three great enemies are the devil, the world, and our own sinful nature. And you might have asked at the start why that oldest story of the fall is included in Lessons and Carols on this night. It's because that fall is what bound us under the regime of our enemy. That snake, Satan, tricked all mankind in Adam and Eve. And in so doing, God's good creation fell under Satan's dominion. Satan would try and tempt Jesus with all of the kingdoms of the world. And the lie of that temptation was not that those kingdoms were not Satan's. Because Jesus would call Satan the strong man. And you can't plunder the strong man's house unless you first bind him. Then you can take everything he's got. That everything he's got was you and me and all creation. In that fall, this old earth had its first regime change. Or maybe you can say it fell under a warlord, a strong man, Satan. Yet even at that very first change, God says, I will return. Her offspring will crush your head. Because God never gave up his claims on creation on us. And the kingdom of heaven starts small, like a mustard seed, like a promise to Eve, like a call to Abraham. Come out of Ur, and I will give you a land and make you into a great nation. But that promise was not just to Abraham or his direct descendants, but in your offspring, all nations of the earth shall be blessed. The world had gone its own way. The nations furiously raging together, whether ruled by an Augustus or a Herod, or whomever, the world of the strong man is a world of wars and rumors of war. It's a world of regime changes and conflicts. It's a world of unrighteous mammon and those who lord it over each other, all competing for crowns that decay. But the promise of the kingdom of heaven is the good shepherd son of David, one who rules with justice and righteousness. The government shall be upon his shoulders, and he shall be called the Prince of Peace. And instead of temporal crowns, this throne shall be from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. And the only language that we have for such a rule is foolishness. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. It has to start small, because we'd never believe the utopia. The kingdom of heaven starts small. Starts in the womb of a virgin. Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. What you conceive in your womb will reign over the house of Jacob forever. Though his kingdom there shall be no end. And not even the Blessed Virgin Mary can comprehend it. How shall this be? But when God starts to act, however small, it happens. And Mary believed what the angel said. How will this be? It's the power of God by the Holy Spirit working faith in the heart. And somehow, even the tax office of mighty Caesar is used. God can bring good even out of the world's taxes. And the angels announce the kingdom to shepherds, not to the great of the world, to the shepherds. To you, this day is born a Savior. To you, today, God is giving you the victory. To you, today, God is bringing you his peace. Because that regime change of God begins tonight. The one who binds the strong man, who crushes Satan's head, forgives our sins. Today, that one comes. And you will find him in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger. Let us go see this thing that has happened. A small prayer. Let it be true. Let us find what God has promised. Now, that doesn't stop Satan. Satan's going to try and bind as many in his kingdom of darkness as possible. And that doesn't stop the world. There are always Herods willing to kill innocents over temporal power. And there are always those enthralled to the world who will not receive him or his peace. Even our own flesh can prefer the darkness, like a kidnapping victim with Stockholm syndrome. We prefer the devil we know. We like our pet sins and don't want to give them up. But tonight we've been given the victory if we receive it. If we believe in his name, We are children of God. Because tonight is that regime change of God. The king has returned and bound the strong man. The kingdom of heaven appears, and we have seen his glory, full of grace and truth. Tonight, we can join the wise men and the shepherds and worship the only God that there ever was, the only God who has come to us to be with us, Emmanuel. Tonight, we can have the only peace that matters, that eternal peace with the God who made us. It starts small. A baby in a manger. A believing heart. A prayer. A whisper of the heavenly music over the weary world. But of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. Because tonight, the regime of Satan and the world and of sin are over. The zeal of the Lord of hosts has done this. We've been given the victory. We've been given peace in Christ our Lord. Amen.